99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Okay, welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, 70 degrees right now in Reno. And I hope you're still listening. Phil, you really, the singing that went over the speakers here almost got me evicted. I didn't know what that was.
You know, I spent all my singing lesson money on ice cream when I was a kid.
We have a new show starting on Monday. It's the Noon News with Jerry Evans and Greg Neft. It starts Monday at noon. It's a quick hour of everything local and everything national. And I'm sure with Jerry there, there's going to be some really good viewpoint on that presentation. The Noon News every Monday through Friday, noon. On 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, broadcasting live right now at Nevada's biggest outdoor RV show. Stop by. We got a table set up here in front, Western Skies RV on South Virginia across the street from Winco, and you will get to experience 6 acres, over 6 acres of incredible markdowns on new RVs, up to 40% off. Outstanding deals on used RVs and rentals, too. This place, talking to the people here, they know the kind of freedom and adventure that you are really looking for. They carry a huge select. Just picture it. Just picture it. Getting out and making memories with a pre-owned or rental or new RV. Marked down up to 40% off. They just carry the biggest selection of new and pre-owned RVs and their sales and their financing and the service and the parts here offer outstanding service at every point, from all the help while you're making your choice to maintenance and customizing your RV. You'll have fun talking to these guys. They can tell you where to take your RV and make those memories. At Western Skies RV, they make sure to exceed your expectations. And this is the RV and camping enthusiasts dealership to buy or rent a high quality and affordable RV. They have all the top name brands here. They enjoy sharing their knowledge about RVs and the trip planning that you can start on right away. You know, people who want to have a good time and explore this beautiful country, I think that's you. It doesn't matter whether you're buying or renting an RV. The goal here is to ensure that your experience is as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. After all, you know what? That's what the RV lifestyle is all about. It's good times. It's creating memories as you travel and comfort in style. And they would love to show off their affordable RV options to you. Whether you seek to buy or rent, they can put you in the right RV for your needs. And they have the rentals available, which I'm going to look at. Year-round, they offer them. So you can take advantage of all the many locations and events within a 200-mile radius. Now, I've lived in Nevada most of my life. I did not know that there are over 200 lakes within 200 miles of Reno. We are located less than 200 miles from Yosemite National Park and also the Black Rock Desert and beautiful Lake Tahoe, of course, all within range for your RV. And the staff here can recommend so many fun excursions for any lifestyle. And they consider themselves a big family here. They're not just about selling or renting you an affordable quality recreational vehicle. They're excited to promote the RV vacation lifestyle. It promotes togetherness and is not only a great way to travel on long trips exploring the country, but it's great for taking romantic weekend trips and tailgating at the local concerts or the football games or just weekend exploring. And it's a cost-efficient vacation, and they love to hear your BLM land. It's ours. It's yours, taxpayer. You can use all the BLM land around here. You can live on it for at least 2 weeks. And they love to hear your camping stories and see pictures of your adventures. So if you'd like to share your experiences with them, that's what they, that's their favorite topic to talk about here. At Western Skies RV, they sell fun. And they encourage you to get out with your loved ones and see camp outdoors, just fun. Their phone number, by the way, if you can't make it out here and you have a certain model or type of RV in mind, their phone number is 775-870-1332, or just come by today, right now. It's a beautiful day, so stop on by and meet us. I think you'll have a good time talking to the folks out here. Okay, local news again. We had a bad decision from a judge this week. It was almost 3 years since that fiery crash on West Plum, just east of Hunter Lake Road, that seriously injured three people. The driver of the car was going over 70 miles an hour, then crossed into the wrong lane and hit another car head-on. Victor Ledesma Caballero was sentenced this week. He got his DUI charge dismissed. And when you subtract all the, oh, he's going to do counseling and he's going to go to meetings and all that BS, this guy got 6 months in jail with 3 years probation for reckless driving causing substantial bodily harm. The man he hit to this day suffers from traumatic brain injuries. His life is never going to be the same. The passenger of the speeding car lost an arm, and I don't know what else, basically just a slap on the wrist. And what happens is, besides the bleeding heart judge, what happens is that after almost 3 years, the horror and his careless regard for human life after 3 years fades. After that long of a time, local news hasn't updated this case or kept tabs on the victims at all that I've seen. You know, memories fade. I wish I was still at Channel 2. I sure would have liked to talk to these people and keep their agony fresh in mind and not forgotten. And I don't know if there was a deal with the judge. You know, if there was, we would most likely not hear about it. But, folks, this is not justice. And judges and prosecutors who make deals like this need to be held accountable to the community they serve. And this sentence is not serving our community. I fear for victims, their families, and their other potential victims of criminals that stand before this judge and prosecutor. The injured will be paying for this the rest of their lives. Only 6 months is insanity. The victims are severely punished, and the perpetrator gets a slap on the wrist. And my heart and my sympathies go to the man who was just minding his own business, possibly going to work, who suddenly encounters a vehicle racing over 70 miles per hour coming over the crest of a hill on West Plum. And throughout the almost 3 years since, we have not heard one word of remorse from this man. I read and I watch local news daily, and many times it lets us down. But it's not hard for this guy to send a statement to the news people and express your concern over what you did. You know, it's kind of the human thing to do. But I don't think you have that concern. I don't know. Doesn't seem like much of a deterrent, though, does it? And we depend on judges to just keep us safe. We're not bloodthirsty people demanding an eye for an eye. We depend on the legal system to keep us safe, away from people who will do us harm, and keep our kids and our family safe, too. It's kind of your job. That's what you're there for. And I don't think that job was done with a jail sentence of months. And gosh, these public officials, time and time again, the judges, the commissioners, the council members who vote for the dumbest decisions are always the ones who are not up for election that year. And this judge is not. This judge runs again next year. And this guy who ruined lives on West Plum, this judge is probably hoping you forget about this by the time their re-election time comes. Definitely makes me wonder what happened with this case for it to go so wrong. And by the way, our local media never identified the judge when they reported on the verdict this week. They never said who the judge was, and I'm not going to name the judge either, because I'm afraid I may have whipped up some listeners into a bit of a frenzy here, and I know how passionate and angry people can get, and I don't want anyone to harass anyone else. We do that. We're supposed to do that, the ballot box, but you can research it and find out who that judge was. Shame on that person. Okay, we're going to take a break. Stop by and meet me. I'd love to meet you. Western Skies RV, South Virginia Street, for the huge outdoor, Nevada's biggest outdoor RV. Well, there's a name for it. It's Nevada's biggest annual spring outdoor RV show and sale, with new RVs and used up to 40% off. And it started at 9 this morning. It's going on right now. But I'm here till noon. Stop by and see me. We're parked outside on a nice table here at Western Skies RV on South Virginia Street. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1117.
The FM, news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. At this very moment, Nevada's biggest annual spring outdoor RV show and sale is going on. Just opened. New RVs up to 40% off. Same goes for pre-sales or pre-owned. It started at 9 this morning, goes throughout the weekend, and you will find over 6 full acres of new used and rentals on sale up to 40% off right now on South Virginia Street across from Winco. Cool. A Western Skies RV tradition of Nevada's biggest outdoor RV show and sale is here. We are bigger than the Vegas one. I love that. And come see what's new for these RVs for 2026. Western Sky, and they won an award. I got to find out from the guys what that was. The dealership won an award for just great service, and people just like them. I mean, they don't come across as salesmen. They come across as people who like RVs and taking them out. That's what the staff seems to specialize in. Okay, this week, Thursday, actor Chuck Norris passed away. He turned 86 on the 10th of this month, and on that day, he posted a picture of himself engaged in a little bit of kickboxing practice. And here's what Chuck Norris posted on his account on the 10th of March this year. It says, "I don't age. I level up. I'm 86 today. Nothing like some playful action on a sunny day to make you feel young. I'm grateful for another year, good health, and the chance to keep doing what I love. Thank you all for being the best fans in the world. Your support through the years has meant more to me than you'll ever know." Chuck Norris was in the Air Force during the Vietnam War, and he got into martial arts in the service, and he ended up winning contests. And then, of course, he got into acting and such, you know, and he always had something of the good guy badass to him. And he really developed a second life, if you will, through Chuck Norris jokes. And joke may not be the right way to say it, but these were lines that you would say to your friends that revolved around how tough Chuck Norris was. And the one I remember is, "The sun never sets. It just runs and hides," from Chuck Norris. Or, "When the boogeyman goes to bed, he checks his closet for Chuck Norris." I've heard almost all the Chuck Norris jokes. The problem is I have no memory whatsoever, and I can't recall them all now. But Chuck Norris has passed away at 86, and I don't think he wasted a day of his life. I think that if there was an example or a spirit to take away from Chuck Norris, it was keep living, expect more of yourself, be fit. And I think he did an awful lot of good setting that example. And if he were alive today, he would say, get yourself a nice RV, a Western Skies RV. No, I'm half serious there, but I really believe that that's what he would say. I'm shameless. Nevada's biggest annual spring outdoor RV show and sale right now on South Virginia Street across from Winco. I'm here until noon. Back to local news. Here's a story from Channel 4. With election season ramping up in northern Nevada, transportation and county officials are reminding candidates and voters that political campaign signs are not allowed just anywhere, especially along state highways. NDOT says there's no advertising, including political signs, allowed on state highway right-of-way, including shoulders, sidewalks, and ramps. Really, that's exactly where I see them all. Bethany Drysdale of Washoe County said, hi, I'll be through in 2 minutes. Bethany Drysdale of Washoe County said, you can't put signs out on public property. Really? Have you driven around town in the past few years? I see it all the time. And besides the extreme eyesore, these signs, with our winds, they fall to the ground. They become trash. They're a visual distraction, and they can be dangerous flying into the roads, but they're going to be everywhere, okay? No matter what Bethany Drysdale says, they're going to be everywhere. I see some now where they shouldn't be. Public employees have to be careful. Here's a problem. Public employees have to be careful taking down the illegal campaign signs because, you know, folks, they could be messing with their future boss there. I'm just supposing. Also on Channel 4, getting an appointment at the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles remains a frustrating process for some residents. Really? I haven't heard of this before. We're going to take a break. I will set aside the sarcasm. This is an important story, what's going on at the DMV. They did something new. Uh-oh. And I want to talk about former Lieutenant Governor and proud Nevadan, Sue Wagner, who we lost this week. And I'll do my usual picking on Catherine Cortez Masto. And yeah, that's going to be the show. We're going to talk about the great RVs here next. I'm John Potter, live and local at Western Skies RV on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:26.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Live and local, John Potter. Welcome back, friends. Welcome back here, broadcasting live at Western Skies RV. We just had three wonderful people stop by and say hi. And the first one is the biggest Greg Neft fan. Greg Neft has fans? Okay.
Yes, he does.
Well, nice of them to come here and tell me that they're a big Greg Neft fan.
She's also your fan, John.
I don't think she was. I don't think you. Okay. Well, I was highly offended. But Greg Neft is co-starring with Jerry Evans for the brand new program, The Noon News, starting on Monday. 1 hour, capping everything that is going on. The Noon News, make it a habit and give it a try. I mentioned earlier that CBS Radio News immediately shut down once they heard of this new competition, this new show from 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Actually, it's not a surprise about CBS Radio News. The networks are getting smaller and they're retracting, so fewer people watch these. You know, when you see the list of TV ratings, I think they posted on Drudge, there's a little link. And I like to look at the TV ratings. You know, every week they have a new lineup of what the top shows are. That the ratings are a fraud because they don't measure streaming. And streaming has way overtaken, I'm sorry to say, broadcast TV and cable TV viewership. It's just a fact. The big shows are on the streamers and not on the networks. And we have a choice now of 300, thousands, actually, of what to watch, different things. And I just want to say to the, you know, sponsors who spend a lot of money putting their ads on, like, you know, the ABC News with David Muir and things like that, your money is better. Can I say it? Better spent on radio. Let's be honest here, because you're not competing. We have a choice of at home cable TV, and I'm a cheap person. I don't have the full lineup, but I have a choice of 300 some channels here. And the sad thing is, local news just is not what it used to be, and either is network news. And these outfits are getting smaller. CBS Radio News ends in May after 100 years. ABC Radio News probably going to follow them. Okay, mention the DMV. What's going on? Well, according to Channel 4, getting an appointment at the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles remains a frustrating process for some residents, even as the agency makes changes aimed at cutting down on long waits and reduced missed appointments. One driver said he came in hoping to fix an issue with his vehicle registration, only to walk away empty-handed. The man said, "She told me at the window I had to have an appointment. I come in here, fight the traffic, get up early, use up my time, come in here to do this, and I stood in line for 45 minutes. Only to be told, you should have made an appointment, no help whatsoever." Others said securing an appointment can take weeks. One person there said it took him a month and a half, and that even with an appointment, he still waited more than half an hour and expected the visit to take several hours. This is a disgrace. The Nevada DMV public information officer said, quote, "We have narrowed our appointment window. The reasons behind that is we get so many no-show appointments." Well, yeah, if you push appointments so late, like in a month and a half after you make it, it's highly possible that a lot of folks find a way to get it done aside from your inefficiency. I know people who drive to the DMVs in Yarrington, Fallon, even the Hawthorne DMV to get their work done. Only government can take a problem and make it worse. Delay appointments for months and then, oh my gosh, we have no shows. I wonder why. Officials said when appointments are booked months ahead, many people forget to show up, leaving empty slots while others wait weeks to get in. Honestly, the agency recently rolled out quick cards, an online option tied to the DMV 002 form for any driving privilege. So whether you're here for a permit, an ID card, a driver authorization card, or driver's license, you will have to fill out that DMV 002 form. What the heck is this about? I can't even understand this. So we have another program coming out to somehow provide a patch for to a program that is not working. I can't picture a business operating this way. Here's my very simple solution. The appointment-only system needs to end. It's long past time for the DMV to go back to walk-ins all day, every day. It hasn't been bad since COVID. The DMV has always been the poster child of government inefficiency. Did I ever tell you my license plate story, Craig?
No, I don't believe okay. So.
So we had two cars, and when I became single, I had two cars. I didn't need two cars. So I recently had renewed the registration on my cars. And I went back there to return I sold the one car, and I took back the license plates. And I expected to get what was left on the registration refunded to me. It was like $380 that I paid for a registration renewal the month before I sold the car. And so you'd expect to get, what, I don't know, $280, $300 back from it. They don't do that. They don't give you a refund. What they do is they give you a credit for when you buy your next car, you can use that on your registration. I said, I'm downsizing. I'm not going to buy another car. This is it, because I'd never be able to use it. And I think it expires in 2 years anyway. Now, contrast that with my insurance company. When my when I told my insurance company I no longer have this car, immediate refund, check, bam. I think it's wrong for a government agency to pocket the money that I put in. And I should have gotten it. I'm still mad about this. I should get my money back. Okay. Anyway, but I'm not alone, and I'm sure this has happened to other people. We get screwed, and somebody has to give a voice to that. We lost former Lieutenant Governor and proud Nevadan, Sue Wagner, this week. She served in the Nevada legislature in the 70s. She was considered a top choice to run for governor, but injuries from a plane crash in 1990 cut those hopes short. That's why the American flags are at half-staff. The governor ordered that Thursday, I think. Channel 2 posted a long tribute article about her. Long article, not one mention that she was a Republican. Not one. It was actually the article was full of tributes from Democrats. Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto called her a champion for supporting women's rights. Jackie Rosen wrote, she was one of the incredible leaders who secured a woman's right to choose in our state. That's true. Masto wrote, her advocacy was instrumental in codifying the right to reproductive freedom in Nevada law. And that's the only thing they gave Sue Wagner credit for agreeing with them. Sue Wagner was much, much, much more than reproductive freedom. Really, out of all her decades in local government, that's all you mention? She did so much for our state. But your tributes were really about your Democrat Party cause with a bit of rewriting history. I mean, she was also fierce about ethics for public officials and for an education system that worked. She pushed for more governmental accountability and ethics reform. She actually was the driving force behind creating the Nevada Commission on Ethics. That was Sue Wagner. She introduced and passed more legislation than any other person in Nevada's history. And in 1989, was named one of 10 outstanding national Republican legislators. Now, John Ralston got it right. He wrote, Sue Wagner had the Republican Party in her blood. Her father was active in the Maine GOP. No one ever called her a rhino, Republican in name only. But Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto presented her as a Democrat. Drives Democrats crazy that the first woman lieutenant governor, the first Hispanic governor, and the first Hispanic political figure in Nevada were all Republicans. Catherine Cortez Masto is not the first Hispanic woman from Nevada elected to Congress. They still say that. It's inaccurate reporting by the media, or maybe it's on purpose, or likely they went by what their Democrat friends told them. But I swear to God, Barbara Vukanovich was the first Hispanic congresswoman from Nevada. Her mother was, I think, born in Mexico. She was elected, Barbara, in 1982, and she was a great and positive person. But they somehow forget that she was the first. All right, got to take a break. I'm John Potter, live and local.
Somebody in the call. The summons to be
good job. Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I don't know what he said, but it's nice to meet people. I got thinking about, the people I've known in my days in this wonderful state. And I got to say, those days, those glorious 70s and 80s when I would have such wonderful visits with all of our wonderful public servants and politicos in our glorious history. I have shared great conversations and interviews with our governors, Mr. O'Callaghan, Bob List, Richard Bryan, Bob Miller, Kenny Gwynn, Brian Sandoval, what great people we have had in charge of our state. Several interviews and a walk along with Harry Reid. Half hour radio segments with Frankie Sue Del Papa comes to mind. Kenny Gwynn's Lieutenant Governor Lorraine Hunt. There is a great, kind woman and somebody I could spend a great dinner with, Lorraine Hunt. You know, we ought to do what's your favorite. Who was your favorite local politician sometimes? That would be a fun topic. I have some that I was not a fan of. That's probably a longer list, but we keep it positive on a Saturday. Craig, your favorite local politician.
My favorite local, you mentioned her name a little while ago, Barbara Vukanovich.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved her. I had some dealings with her when I was working at Channel 21 and 11. Mm-hmm. Producing videos for Sheep Dip, the roast of the town. Yeah, she did a very... Anybody who saw Sheep Dip at this time remembers the radioactive chicken crossing the road. Then
what was the joke about that?
It was talking about Yucca Mountain and...
Oh, okay.
It was all about Yucca.
That was a big thing then.
At that time it was, yeah.
But Barbara was ebullient. She was fireball, really. Energy. I know it's Saturday, but I can tell you what local politicians I am not a fan of. I am so sorry about this. Steve Sisolak, Brian Kralicki, Devin Reese. Devin, get rid of the anger issues and the chip on your shoulder when concerned citizens who I know personally ask you a question about our city. Not a big fan of Jim Gibbons. I very much like Kate Marshall, who is running for Reno mayor. I've had a lot of great conversations with Kate Marshall. I like her very much. She's running for mayor now, but she was Sisolak's lieutenant governor, and I'm sorry, I just can't. But a nice person. And there are other people on my list, and, you know, can't recall them now, being surrounded by beautiful RVs I want to take to Highway 50 when this is over. You know who the nicest celebrities are in my experience? Pro football players. Doug Flutie from the Buffalo Bills. He was playing for the Bills, and the owner of the Bills just didn't like him, maybe because he was so popular. People would go absolutely nuts because he was a real player, and the owner even pulled him from some of the games. But everybody wanted Doug Flutie's autograph, and he used to be in many situations where people would really tie him up for like an hour before practice. And he told me, if I sign every autograph, I'm going to be here, you know, for an hour and a half, 2 hours after I get done practicing. So sometimes I have to turn people down. But he did not turn people down because he knew that there would be a time coming when nobody would want his autograph. And it was an interesting time to interview those guys. And I'll tell you who is a great guy, too, Drew Bledsoe. I interviewed a couple of times when he was with the Patriots. He threw footballs to kids constantly. It was absolutely amazing. They couldn't have been more excited and more thrilled. He was a terrific guy. And now, what do these football players think about the pay they're missing out on? $160 million contracts. I imagine a lot of them would like to be around because of the money they're throwing around, and not just for quarterbacks. It's really outstanding. All right, Craig, nicest celebrity you ever met?
Robin Williams.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Second by Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi.
You're a lucky guy have met those people, man.
I worked up at Harrah's with Robin Williams, mm-hmm. and then at the Reno Event Center when I was the stagehand supervisor. Had a lot of great acts coming through, but the ones that stand out to me right now are the Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi.
Jeez, lucky dude. I would say mine were Kevin James. Kevin James was great when I interviewed him at Boston. And the guy who used to host Dancing with the Stars, who they just tossed aside, he was a great guy, super, super friend. Yeah, real good friend. I forget his name. All right, I'm John Potter, live and local. Going to take a break right now for our final segment up next. I am broadcasting live and local outside here at the annual Spring RV Show and Sale on location across the street from Winco on South Virginia Street. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you? Oh, how nice. I love your shirt, Faith, Family, Freedom. You're my people. Well, I'm going to talk to you right now because I'm taking a break. So let me don't go anywhere. I'm Chad Potter, live in Logan, Western Skies RV, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1149.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you so much for coming out here. It's so nice to talk to you. Okay, dear. Buy yourself an RV. All right. I'm John Potter, live and local, FM News Talk Time, 11:53.
Bye, guys.
Yeah. Take care, my friend. This week, there was the World Baseball Classic, and Venezuela won, defeating the USA in the championship game 3-2. Okay, we might have to bomb them some more. I mean, baseball is our game, you know. We kind of invented it. They're beating us at our game. But my congratulations to Venezuela. And here's the thing. I hope Venezuela has a brighter future. Walk with me for a moment down the path of speculation. Venezuela, the U.S. went in at the command of Donald Trump, and we kidnapped their president. We've heard nothing from him or about that since. How do you think things are going in his cell right now? The point is that Venezuela, Cuba, and Iran have been thorns in the side of the United States and the world for decades, most particularly Iran and Cuba, stretching back to 1959, Iran to 1979, and Venezuela, what, 10, 12 years? And they've been off on the wrong path that long? But as Donald Trump came into office, these nations that were not China, that were the most problematic for the interest of the U.S. and the order of the world, were Venezuela, Cuba, and Iran, maybe from most significant to least significant. And again, maybe this is all going to work out. Maybe it won't. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. Whatever you think about him. But for President Trump, it seems to be moving to replace the leadership structure in each of these three nations. So far, I don't know. We took away the top bad guy, and we said to the next bad guy, we could do that again if you'd like, so let's play nice and next, you know, go to the next bad guy and do that. You know, George W. Bush tried to, and I saw for a while the real motive behind the war with Iraq was that once we toppled that, democracy could catch on in Iraq and then grow throughout the Middle East. It was an amazing dream that could have happened. And right now we're talking about Cuba changing if things fall into place. But I'm not an expert. You know, this is a Jerry Evans and Greg Neft are more expert about something like this. And they're going to be premiering on the Noon News Monday, starting Monday for 1 hour. Craig has been working behind the scenes for this. And there's been so much work. You say there's a lot more work putting this show together than my own.
Than the Channel 2 newscast. It's more when I was working at Channel 2 after, I believe it was before you came, or maybe after.
Before,
okay. Mm-hmm. Doing stuff for the morning newscast was quite a pile. But for this newscast, we wanted to start out with everything, all the bells and whistles. So we're going to have sports. We're going to have a national story. We're going to have the local stories, of course. I believe Phil's going to do traffic and
some singing.
No singing today, Phil. Sorry, no Monday singing. But then it's going to be, and we're going to be in three different studios.
You're doing the show from three studios, because
correct?
Each person is in a different studio.
Correct. So Phil will do his stuff from Reno studio, just like we normally do for the weekday stuff. Mm-hmm. Greg Neft will be at the Keystone CPA's office, and they have a studio there. And that's in the Bosma Center. That's the big Mike Bosma building.
Sounds like quite the budget for this.
I don't know if it's...
I understand Greg Neft insisted on a new dressing room.
Yeah, for television.
And you've been building that. Yeah, it's just incredible.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have fun with it. It'll be noon to 1 mm-hmm. every Monday through Friday.
All right. I'll be listening. Well, I have to, don't I?
Yeah, you kind of sort of. Well, you're just getting off the air at that time. So.
Yeah, but I'm going to throw in some news.
That's right. You're going to have one or two stories in there as well. So.
Well, we're excited, folks. And all right. Thank you for listening. And stop by all weekend long, the annual spring RV show and sale here at the dealership. So it's rock bottom pricing. They don't have to buy space at some casino or the convention center. This is where you get the deals. And with this weather, what else are you thinking of? But
this weather is so good.
It is.
Wait until August.
It's the sweet spot.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. I love you all very much. I'm John Potter, live and local. Talk to you next Saturday for our next location. Going to be out at Smith Ridge Plaza. And I'll be joining you with the morning news and on the noon news on Monday. All right, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Thanks, Phil. FM News Talk time, 11:58. Bye-bye.